Blast.
Sunshine and shame, that's the way I put it, because the 2019 Cardinals are a bittersweet blend of both. So let's start here. What you feel and what the team feels can and should be entirely different. Because at the end of it all, at the end of this season, we should feel happy because Kyler Murray is legit. He's a top 10 quarterback right now, and if I were starting a franchise, I would only trade him for five other current starters in the NFL. And of all professional football markets, we in Arizona should know how important that is and how hard it is to find a legitimate franchise QB. But the Cardinals, they should feel otherwise, because if they simply fielded a competent defense, one that could hold the fort, toe the line, and protect leads, this team would be 6-4-1 right now, at least, and in playoff contention. The big question becomes a question of blame, as it always is. How much of this is Steve Keim's fault? How much is Vance Joseph's fault, the defensive coordinator that Keim hired? How much of this is Patrick Peterson's fault for getting suspended? Darius Filon for pulling a gun out of his car? Robert Alford for getting hurt? Yes, all of it. They all play a factor in what we've watched this year. But the bottom line is also this. In the NFL, excuses are always for losers, and so is scapegoating a coordinator for talent deficiencies on a roster.